So we're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of a Siman Reish Nun Gimel, which talks about the halachas of putting the pots on every Shabbos into the Kira or the Tanner. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph on page Chaf Aleph, which we talked about the Kira and the difference between if you heat up with Kasha Gavo or Gevas Ve'etzim, if you're allowed to do Shehiya. Now, says the Machaber on the top line, the Tanner, regarding an oven. Well, this is at least in Talmudic times, not really that of our times. But Afilim Husa B'Kasha B'Gavo, even if it's heated with straw and stubble, Asa Afil Lis B'Chalei. It's forbidden even, forget about Shehiya, it's even to do things, put it near it, Afilim Ugar V'Katim, even if you have the heter of that the clothes are shoveled out or covered. I guess those are my clothes. Man, it's a lettuce boy. This is as long as it's that temperature that the hand would recoil from touching it. That's the Hagoyis Mordechai. Says the Mechaba further. Of course, you're not allowed to keep stuff inside of it. Or on top of it. So that was, we spoke about a Kira. Now we spoke about a Taner. And then there's something called a Kaifach. What's that? Shumakim Shvisik Deir Achas. It's room of putting one pot. It's like somewhere in the middle between the Kira and the Tana. So imhuza b'kasha givava, if it's heated with straw stubble, it's something that you can't really stoke the coals with, really. So the Kira then has a lot like Kira, and then has those hetayim of grufa ketuba. Givava b'etim is heated with wood or with the pulp, the olive pulp. The Tana then has a lot like a stove, which is like the more like the oven, like the more chomer. Says Rama b'hatanum shalonu. She pointed out before our ovens, dinam kikira has halacha like a kira oven. That's the Ran beginning per kira kolba, and that's what it sounds like from Rashi. Says Mechaber further, Mshachak b'shah. Now let's say, okay, someone forgot and he did shiya. He left something on the fire from before Shabbos when it was not covered or shoveled out the coals. So in mutavishos b'shikol tzarki, if it's something that was totally cooked already, mutav and permitted afalum and stopping liyafalik, even if it as it shrivels up, it gets better. Which we said you should not. But okay, after the fact, it's permitted. But if it's a cook that just started to get cooked, it wasn't fully cooked. That food is forbidden up until after Shabbos. If someone violated, I mean, not hit him, forget. He violated and he did the shihi, he left it. Then forbidden by both cases, even if it was fully cooked, because he did it deliberately. How long is it forbidden? Shabbos is up until the time that it would take to actually do the cooking. That's the Gersh Ashri and the Rambam Paragimel. Says the Rambam for the Vimekzirim and Yehudi B'Shabbos. Let's say a non-Jew put back the food on Shabbos. Dinoi kishochach, as we can tell me, v'shoha, says the Gersh Ashri. The same halacha that we're saying here with shochach v'shoha, which is somewhere in the middle, that if it's fully cooked, okay, even if it's tamik v'yofel, it'd be permitted. And if it's not, it's forbidden. That's the same halacha for when a non-Jew puts it back on Shabbos. The Himazir Yisrael, and if a Jew puts back food onto the crock pot or in the oven, whatever, on Shabbos, Dinik of Vashah says the Gris Mordechai, that has halacha like violating in Shah, which we said, which were more machmer, even if it's fully cooked, if it's mitzdamik, v'yafalai. Now, if mitzdamik v'raloi, let's say if it's something that the more it gets cooked, the worse it is, then within it's permitted, Shari, Lenenim and Issa, because he didn't have benefit from the Issa, it's Beisesiv. And look later on, the beginning of Simon Rishna Zayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Chaf Aleph, B'taner. So he qualifies, he says, Aini B'taner Shalhem. That was in their Tanurim. Shasuya is Kikira, which was made like a Kira. Ach Mitech, so what's in between these two types of ovens? Ach Mitech, Shitzar Slamala, Baruch Mat. It's just the Taner stove was narrow on the top and wider on the bottom. Niklat Chum. The heat gets trapped in more than Akira. Therefore, they're more stringent than it, more than Akira. Sivkot nochav beis. And therefore, afilu mugarif, even if it was shoveled out, why? How's that? How's that a problem? If it's shoveled out, there's nothing to stoke. No, because when you shovel out the coals, you shovel out most of the fire itself. It's not possible. It's not going to be like one spark left. And everybody, a taner, which has a lot of heat, we are concerned still that you can just stoke the coals. Because the shivado oisim on the tzitzis that those sparks should get inflamed, and therefore it's always going to be forbidden. From the wording of Mechab, it sounds like this really gets that through, that he'll take the through, that fill by kasha, b'gvava, even by straw and stubble, also by grave cotton, it's still forbidden, if it's shoveled out or covered, b'chinna das, arav, reb, yohin, nisin, amub, b'chadish, eran. Och, meloshna, rambam, mash, from the wording of the rambam, it sounds like, b'kasha, b'gvava, those two together. If it's straw and stubble, then in the asabitana, then it's not forbidden, tana, kim, in the grave, only if it's not shoveled out, says the arav, b'chinna das, a kolboy, b'chadish, eran, and therefore says the mishra, b'yesh, l'okum, b'zay, one could be lean regarding this. Because the Sharat Sinai Sukhav Gimel says you could combine to this also the opinion of the Ramach that's brought in the case of Mishnah that makel totally by Groove of Gutum and by the town of Philim, even by Gefes of Eitz. So although he hold like the Baisim of Ramach regarding this, but regarding Kashik Vava, one could be lenient. Sevkat and Chav Gimel, and now the Ramach qualified this also, he says, this that you now put into the Taner, even if it's Garva Katim, is as long as Shayat's Aled is by. It's the temperature that the hand would recoil. It's hot. In a Yat's Aled is by, but if it's not that hot, that the hand would recoil by touching. And Mutalitin had permitted to put it in the Tanur, Afil al Gabov, even on top, Afil b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Now, the Efshir, it's possible that Afil in Gar Fakat, like Gacholim, that even if it's not shoveled out or covered from on the coals, Gamma Kachar, it still would be permitted to keep Shemak, 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 there, since the place we put in the pot, in the Yetzalad, but it's not that hot, says the Mogin Abram. Sibkot and Chav Dalad. Machaber said, Vikoshkin Shasa Bechul, the shore, it's forbidden to do she inside of it. Or on top, because we said even smicha, even lismich, even nearby is forbidden. Now, if we dafka blame the special called tzarka, it says mishmur, this specifically if it was not fully cooked, or the more it cooks, the better it gets. Something for rally mutter, but if it's like the more it gets cooked, the worse it is, then it's permitted. Bechim bekidra chais is so too by a totally raw pot. Rafila be'in the garvakatim, even if it was not garvakatim, that we said, kidra chais is permitted. There's no isra of shahiyah on such a thing, because it's not, it won't, there's no chashash chituk, it's not going to be ready anyways in time. Sipkat and chafei, where a kaifach is shuhu makayim b'chulu. So what is that? Hu asa ke'in kira, it's made like a kira, but el de kira makam shvi shtek deyes. Meaning it's shaped, the kira is a cube. A tanu is more chasavir because it's a triangle. This kupach, which is somewhere in the middle, it's really made like a kira, so it should be lenient like a kira, but the kira makam shvi to get steak there's akira has room for two pots. Kaifach makam shvi to achas, and a kupach has room only for one pot. The vikra and the fish have the makira, so it definitely has more heat than the kira because there's less room to dissipate. Shamakam tzark is the area is narrow, but chaim miskabetz babiyisa, and the heat gathers it then in there more. But vizut to have them at the tanner, it still has less heat from the tanner because it does not have that shape condensing the heat. So Sivkot and Chavav, so he said that if it's either with Kasha of the Gvavos, then the Kakira then has the Alacha like Kakira, and therefore, Fula Garv as a Kasha like Cotton, therefore, even not shovel out the straw or didn't cover it, like we find by the Kira, because there's no real concern of Chita, like we said, you can't really stoke straw and stubble. So then, as the Sharatina's Chavav says, that's the sheet of the most place, not like the Torah, that would be permitted. Sivkot and Chavzain, but if it's either with Gevers, I ate him. So then, Sivkot and Chavzain, Dini Ketan has Allah like Ketana, meaning that the other extreme, Shafel Garf Akatamas, that even if you shovel out the coals or cover, that's going to be forbidden. Bein Betoicha, that you now put inside, bein like above, whether on top, or even Bein Mesmicha, even to do it just near it, not even on it. Sivkot and Chavchas. Now, the Ramah said, Vatanurim Shalanu, our Tanurim has Allah like Akira, because Shapim and Atzad, the opening is from the side, like we have in our ovens. And therefore, the heat is a different display. But more of a shirachav and beyaser, they're wider. So in chum rav kokach, so their heat is not so much vakin din kikira, and therefore it has a lacha like kikira, because the shartin ayischav tes says that it's wider than the area of one pot, the way that their tanurim used to be. Now, b'sevet tver shmul says the mishnah berurah. Hevi b'shem marshal brings it in name of the marshal. Shachilikad, so he disagrees on this. B'sevet the shomim l'dinah, he says no. Our tanurim are just like the tanurim of Talmudic times. Ayn sham look over there. But v'akaponim, meaning at least, so he says you're right. But tanur shal nachtoinim, the baker's oven. Shemesig v'tada, where they're constantly heating it. V'chumi rav has a lot of heat. Then you're right. Tev lachm l'dun the gitan. That for sure, it's good to be stringent to treat it like a tanur. The sharatzin Islam says, and the truth is, according to the Rabbi Chanan, the writes from Perkli Achba, that he says that the Tanur Didan, Kakira Dami, like our Tanurim are like Kakira. The reason is not because our Tanurim is open from the side, only from the reason that by the bakers is a great heat, look where the Rashi tastes, and if that's the case, one should be stringent al kaponim. In our tanur of tanach of naktoim, Mr. Biagro, it doesn't write because it's from the side, only from Perek Le'ach, but it sounds like that this from the side has no maila at all. And that sounds like B'chashim Mishpazim, that our tanurim are hotter than theirs. And therefore it seems that one should be machma kaponim by nachtamim, by the baker.
Shpru continues, Sivkan Chav Tes. So the Mechaba said, Mimshachach Vishav, someone forgot, and he did do Shia, and he says, B'koshkin Imshach B'din, all the more so if, not that he just forgot, but that he made an error in Halacha. So then, if it's Shabisha Kol Tzarkai, then permitted Sivkan Lamed Avilu Mitztamek V'yafa, even if the more cooked, the better it gets. Avilu B'techatana, even if it's in the oven itself. But the reason is, you're not really having so much benefit. Given the B'lav Hocha, you're Elachim, since anyways it would be fit to eat. Shabisha Kol Tzarkai, because it was fully cooked. But can't everybody ever mutter after the fact is going to be permitted? Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, but if it wasn't fully cooked, then Asa, it's forbidden until Matzah Shabbos. And that's L'chol Adam for every single person. Choshken L'bnei Beisr Dasa, for sure, for his family members, it's forbidden. Given this Dasa B'Shmi Lamed, since it was cooking for them. Which is Shara Tzion Islam Gimel says, and even the Morgan Worm writes, that if you can say Allah like a mayor, the B'Shagi, you could eat it M'Mela, the halacha over here would be that also for others would be permitted, like the Gaz Mardechai. But that's the case, according to what the Bilnagarin comes out later on, Simchon Nechaz, halacha is like a mayor, Mimela would be mutter for others. However, we cannot be maker regarding this case, because the Bilnagarin himself at the end of the Sif proves that it's forbidden to every single person, not like the Gaz Mardechai, look over there. Simchalam Beza, and it's forbidden ad matr Shabbos. Now, Bargoyes Hashem Mavura, the Gamba Kanu Bechleish Yasa, here it's also until the amount of time that it would take to fully cook, like when you violate and you do Shia, Malash Ramble, Nirikin, but says Bimagan, but the word in the Ram does not sound like that. Would not be Asr Bechdesh Yas. Simchal Lamed Gimel. Drama said that if Hechzir Menihudi, if the non-Jew returned it on Shabbos, which, and he's saying it was done with Tzarech Yisrael, Simchal Lamed Dalad, then Nini Kashach, then has Halacha, like when the person forgets and he does Shehiyah. Because the Mash Nasadi Enihud B'mezi, because what is done through a non-Jew deliberately, L'chamem Mash Nasadi Yisro B'shagi, is not any more severe than what a Jew does by mistake. Fakim, therefore, as we continue to Mbez, even if it's the more cooked, the better it gets. Much is permitted, Kimish is Basha Kotzark, because since it was fully cooked, Meinenim and Kokach, and he's not having so much of a benefit. Sivka Lamahe, then Ramo continues to be Mezir Yisrael. If a non-Jew returned to B'Shabbos on Shabbos, Afil B'shagi, even by mistake, Dinika of B'shab B'mezi, then has the halacha, like someone who deliberately violated and did Shehiya. And if also in Mitzamek V'yavale, it's forbidden if the more cooks, the better it gets. But the reason the Mechmir and Mechazor to Vem Shia that were more stringent by putting it back on than when you do Shia. Mishum to Kovin Maisk, you're doing an action on Shabbos. By Magen Avraham, Shapasak, Magen Avraham rules the Lachem Shar B'zed that regarding this case, for others, it is permitted. Nachshem Mabushra, come go Tzarka, since it was already fully cooked. But Yishak again, the guy did it by mistake. When he did chazar, which could happen, people put the crock back on, so things like that. But now you should know the Dinzeh, Wafil Lashin Zermah. This halacha is even according to the opinion of the Ramah, the place of Seba Sivki Hashem, that he rules at the end of the Sif, not like this whole sheet that we're saying up until now in Sif Av and Mechaba, but rather like the Yesh Oimim. The Mashiach Mutter Kamechim and the Sai, that when you're doing from before Shabbos, leave it on the fire, it's Mutter on the open fire as long as it's cooked the amount of a half or a third cooked. But regarding putting it back on Shabbos, they hold the same. Because everyone holds to put it back on, forbidden a film in the Spash Kot Sarkai, even if it was fully cooked. Sivkot Lamed Vav. Said Ramav and stomach virale. Now, if the more cooks, the worse it gets, then it's permitted because it's not really having benefit from the Isser. It's Lamo. What it means to say is, of course, initially, even though it's forbidden to put it back on, the film and stomach virale, even though the more cooks, the worse it gets. But the Ebbe Mutter, the fact that the permitted to amaze it, even if you put it back on deliberately, should they learn in a cloud because it's not really having benefit from it at all. Be'a Locha. In the Masra Abichdei Shiasu, that the Ramah had said that it's forbidden when you avav shah until the amount of time that it takes to cook it on Matzah Shabbos. And the reason for this is a machlokes Rashi and Rambam. Rashi says that you don't have benefit from Malacha Shabbos. Rambam, he gives the reason so that you don't gain anything and therefore you don't come to be lenient another time. In the Masra Abimhechs in Yehudi, the Ramah said if a non Jew put it back on Shabbos, so the Be'alach explains that's meaning if you did a Letzarech Yisrael. And Lavush writes, the Dafka without the awareness of the Jew. Because if not, it would be considered as B'mezi. Which Be'alach says, that does not seem to be correct. Because the reason of the Halacha is that a Mezer be'en Yehudi Letzarech Yisrael is like a Shagir B'Yisrael, as the Be'alach writes. And there's even if it was with the command of the Jew, and that's as Mukhach and Zafay in the Ramah, that it's not also b'diavad through the non-Jew, even if it was with the Jew's command, only if it was totally cold, as brought explicitly in the Be'er Groba there, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch writes. The issue 40 brings, that the Chazon Ish writes, like the words of Lavush, and explains that by the Issa, Shia, and Chazara is because the pot that's found on the Kira, after Shia and Chazara, and you need to remove it, and it's not what they're putting on the fire. And therefore, even though the non-Jew put it back on, however, since the Jew was bemazed that he did not remove it, it's considered as if the Jew put it back bemazed. Bemazed, so Tavashal is forbidden, even without doing an action, like it is regarding the Issa of Shia. He adds on that also, if the returning of the non-Jew was without the Jew's awareness, if the Jew saw afterwards the Tavashal and did not remove it, that's considered as if the Jew returned to bemazed, and therefore the Tavashal will be forbidden. The Vimaschal, that the Rama said that if a non-Jew returned to the Shabbos, it's like when the Jew forgets and he did Shia. So he says, look at Mr. The reason says even the Bechazar is forbidden, even Beshegi, as we can see later on, he will lean him because there itself it's not such a clear cut halacha, because the Gersh Shashri is not sure regarding it as the Magen Ram writes. So look at Mr. that we wrote that even according to Rama later on, he agrees that when the non-Jew, when the Jew puts it back on, even Beshegi is going to be forbidden, however. Now, when the non-Jew puts it back on, and there was already cooked from Echamad the Soil, Chayra, says you can make it like according to the Rama later on, because he writes, his halacha, that the halacha is like Shacha B'Shah, this halacha, as we're saying over here in the Rama. Now, regarding Shia, he holds later on that it's another Echamad the Soil. But says the Be'alacha, you could be deicha this, because still, the Chazar, everyone holds that it's Asa. And even if you say that's only Issa Rabban, according to Chananya, but even Issa Rabban is not through a non-Jew, and even the evidence Asa, like the Ben Lagan writes in commentary later on in Ramah. So it's just a Walina over here, but Mesamek Be'alfala, even though over here also there's Issa Rabbanan, Akapanan, when it's done through a Jew, it's because the Jew not really having so much benefit from this Malacha, because since beforehand, it was already fully cooked, like the place can write. Which is not the case. It was not fully cooked. A kapon you saw as being then from the malacha, and for sure according to the hold
that there's a deraisa through Yisrael, as we'll see later on. Shinyan Ches and Besizda with this, he says, then this halacha derma would not be applicable, but by mitzamek viyafalei when it's fully cooked, it's just the more the cook, the better it gets. There must be mechzir Yisrael. If a Jew puts it back on, then it's like other v'shah. So that's talking about a situation where Chazar is also according to everyone, because if not, one is not, we're not stringent after the fact, as the Magen Ram writes in Sifkot Yodah, look over there. Some of the dirshus dirshu number 32. That Mishbur explained that how could Tana be Asr even if Garva Katam? Because you can't get at all of the, you can only get at most of the fire. So that's how he's explaining why it's not considered as Garv. Now, the reason why Katima, a covering with ashes, is not affected by Tana, the Prima Gadam explains, since the heat of the oven is so much, so in the action of doing Katima, you're not really revealing your Das that you're not intending to be Mechat, because possible that you're covering with ashes so simply that it doesn't burn the cooked dish. Now, according to this logic, Tribbezik Gizmesh explains that why doesn't it help Ketima in our gas ranges of today, even though they also have a... why is it effective? Even though their heat is also a lot, way more than Akira, with Dafka in the Tanner, where it's a great amount of heat, it's not recognizable with your garva cotton that you're removing your intention of being mechate, because possibly you're doing it only that it shouldn't burn the cooked dish, which is the derech of the bishl and the cooking of the Tanner, which is not the case by our gas ovens, where the derech is not to cook at all when you're covering with a blech, and therefore it's considered like a heker to remove that you're not intending to be mechate. Dishu 33. Al Chazanish is actually inclined to be machmir regarding what the Mishabur brought, that you could be makel if the Tana is kasha but gavava, then if it would be mutter but garva katan. Chazanish is inclined that it would be aser, still be aser. Dershu 34, we said if it's not yatzaledis, then you're allowed to put even on Shabbos on the Tana. Now, if the heat of the place itself is in a level of Yatzaledis, but the dish that's putting on it will not come to Tahir of Yatzalah. This Chazanish writes, from the words of Bar Halacha later on, it's a base, the Meskel Avil, sounds like that it does not have the Halacha like Yatzalah. And that's how the Beis Yosef writes later on, Shin the Drash, regarding placing a flask of beverage opposite the fire, and that's how Mashmos Mishpah later on, Sipkot and Samasai and Samaches, not like the Shulchan Acharav, that depends on the heat of the oven and not on the heat of the Tavshal that you're putting on it. Dishon number 36. We said that since it's very narrow and the heat gathers inside of it very much, that's why a taner is mamachmer. Now, if the cavity is wide like a kira, it's just that half of it is covered from the top so that you'll have room for one pot. Chaznish writes that the halacha is like a kira. Look up there, he's not sure in the opinion of the Ran regarding this. Dishon 37. So we said regarding a taner of nachtoimen, Mishpura says it's good to be machmir to read it like a tanner. The Chaznish writes that one could be leaned even by a tanner of nachtayman of a baker's oven. Now, regarding our electric ovens of our time, Shmuel Mishpura writes that halacha is like a kira, and that's the opinion of the Sekhar Elzi. He adds on to explain, besides what the Mishpura writes, that the halacha is different than the tanner of the days of Chazal because they're opening from the side. They're also different also with this, that they don't hold in the heat because when they extinguish them, they cool up very quickly, which is not the case of the ovens in days of Chazal. Even after you remove the coals, the oven still kept the heat for a very long period of time. And therefore, that's where a lot of the Chumrah comes from. Dirshu 41, where the Mishbur said that if a Jew put it back on Shabbos, even by mistake, it's like Ava Veshabba Meza, where it's forbidden even with stomach Vyafalai. Now, if it was ready fully its stomach, and people don't even have an intention of it cooking out anymore, and it puts it back into the kira only that it shouldn't cool off, Chaznish writes that it's possible it would be permitted to eat it even if you put it back deliberately and for sure if it was unbeshagig, and only be usher only if by putting it back into the kira it's recognizable that there's a gain in the cooked dish. Dish 42, and we're passing that for others it is permitted because it was really fully cooked and he did it by mistake. The family members, the Machzah Shekel writes that halacha like him because it was the cooking was done for them too. Chaznish writes that according to the Vilna Gaon, forbidden even for others to eat it, and that's really the Ikar halacha. Dirshu 43, we say, Ibn Stomach Viraloi, then it would be permitted because it's not really benefiting. So even though, like, it's Aser, but B'diyev, it's permitted even if you put it back B'mezid because it's not having benefit at all. Even though it's having benefit from this, that the dish did not cool off, the Chaznish writes that it's mashma, that however, that still, you don't have to wait until it cools down. And the tavshal that was cold, that was put back and it was heated up, the Chaznish writes, that's considered that the tavshal benefited, and therefore it would be forbidden, even if you put it back by mistake or through a non-Jew. And he adds on that even when you put back the tavshal and it cools off on Shabbos, it would still remain with it. So not like the Pir Megum that the Bria Lacha brings later on, that's Makel when it subsequently cools down, know that it would still be forbidden.